much appreciated.
Hey, no problem, man.
Yeah, no worries. I've just been listening to your new album, actually. Sounding really good, really grooving kind of stuff. What can you
Thank
tell
you
me
about
this album?
Well, it's our 15th studio album in 24 plus years. And it was produced down here in Florida, in Venice, Florida. And produced by a guy named Corey Williams and co-produced by myself. And I think it's a real solid, heavy production for Propane, and a real solid album for us here in 2015.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's sounding absolutely great. I mean, you just mentioned that you were assisting in the production side of things. Is that something that you've done before? Or?
Yeah, in a lot of the Propane records, I guess you could say in the middle of the band's career. So I think we started producing our own records around, well, we got involved in production around the self-titled record, which was 1998, and all the way up until No End in Sight, which was 2009. And then we looked for an outside producer after that because of that long stretch of self-producing. So in order to kind of change it up, we went with someone whom we felt very comfortable with, and that was a guy by the name of V.O. Pulver in Switzerland. And we recorded our last three albums there, and everything went very smoothly. But again, you know, we felt the need to change it up again this time around, and in doing so, we went back into a bit of a self-production this time around, or co-production, I should say.
Okay. What difference was there in sort of this time around where you actually were sort of self-producing, so to speak, compared to sort of the other stuff before?
Well, I'd like to think that I know what a solid record, a solid Propane record should sound like. Then there are the obstacles in getting there, of course. So, and each album is completely different. You know, you encounter certain things in the studio that you always have no idea that you're about to encounter. This time around, I can say that the performances were excellent. The drum performances were a matter of Jonas coming in and laying down a few takes of each song and just selecting the best take. And there's no drum editing whatsoever on the album, which I'm proud to report. And we wanted to keep the performances as live, tight, and as raw as possible. And on the other hand, we wanted to make the production a little bit more state of the art than the previous three records. So there was a fine balance between those two things. We did encounter a fair share of technical issues during the recording, which is always kind of a pain in the ass. But, you know, when it rains, it pours, they say. And we had equipment failure. We had tubes blowing out. We had a lot of problems with drum triggers failing and going out to music stores and getting new shit, you know. So the technical aspect wasn't easy, but the performances were great. And we approached it with a level head and just kept on pushing forward. We had the luxury of taking a little bit of time before the mix, which I think helped a lot. And we're happy with the final result. And so far, the reviews have been real, real solid. And I hope that the fans enjoy it as much as everybody else so far.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's as I said, it's a great album. I mean, it's Thanks. Funny because the first time that I sort of discovered you guys was actually through your self-titled album, which was back in the late 90s. So
yeah,
it's just amazing that, you know, the amount of years that you guys have been around. I mean, something like, what, it's almost 20 years or something like that? I mean, it's
more. It's going on 25, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people, they think that we started in 92, but that was actually the first album release here in the States. Foul Taste of Freedom was released in, I think, October of 92. But the band started in 1991, so, you know, we went through the writing process and everything else in 1991. So next year will be 25 years, believe it or not. It's unbelievable. A lot of the early touring, you know, it seems like yesterday, to sound cliche, but it does.
I mean, through all the years, I mean, at this point in your career, I mean, what keeps you going?
Well, I think that, and I think other artists that have been doing it for as long as I have can identify with this. I think that once you've been doing it as long, longer than you haven't been doing it, it kind of becomes part of your life. So it's just kind of, it becomes your job, but a great job. Mm. And something that, you know, you really want to do as long as possible because you're just so accustomed to it. And the thrill is never gone in a lot of respects because each time we get up on stage, it's a new crowd. There's something new about the show. There's a certain element of excitement, which probably isn't had by working a more mundane job, I would say. And you want to do this as long as possible. So the question just becomes, you know, how long is it possible to do it? And, you know, and especially being in an extreme band. So, you know, it's sort of like the elephant in the room. Something we never really want to talk about is like how much longer can the band go on? So we tend to live in the here and now a little bit more than the older days when we used to make set broader goals and more long-term goals for ourselves, you know. Yeah, we're just kind of living in the moment, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it is one of those kind of questions where a lot of these older bands that have been around for a long time are getting asked now, I mean, how long can they keep going? I mean, especially in the more extreme side of metal. I mean, how long can this kind of thing sort of keep going? Can you go into your 60s, 70s? I mean, like...
Well, you know, I always thought about capping it at 40, but I'm closer to 50 now. Yeah. So,
I guess it becomes more about the physical side of thing. I guess maybe it's the physical limitations of, you know, how long you can keep going.
I think there are a lot of things that come into play. Certainly what you just said, the physical side, because, you know, for some guys just aren't fortunate in that regard where, you know, the physical aspects of things kick in and illnesses and whatnot. And sometimes that prevents them from continuing with their passion, you know, which is very unfortunate. And I want to be able to do this as long as I want to do it. Right now, I'm totally into it, and I'm very able to do it. And I think I can get up on stage and present my part of being in Propane as well, if not better than in the past. So I think, so that's a good thing. And that's cool for the fans to know that. I can't say with any certainty that's going to be the case in 3-4 years or 5 years from now. So we'll just take it as it comes. And as long as when I peer through my favorite metal magazines, I'm one of the younger people in there. Yeah. I think that gives me inspiration to move on.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess, you know, especially with the new album that's just about to come out, I mean, I guess you, creatively speaking, you're not really sort of running out of any ideas either. So.
No, we're one of those bands that sort of writes about daily observations about the world, you know, and general observations, and you know, it's socio-political stuff. Mm. And things that most of us can identify with, and the landscape is constantly changing in that regard, and never for the better. So a band like Propane somehow becomes more effective and stays lyrically relevant throughout time, which is kind of cool. You know, as the world goes downhill, we write better stuff.
Yeah. So, it's one of those things, I guess, especially in the metal genre, you know, the negative sides of the world sort of become huge inspirations for creating good music, I guess.
I think so, and there are great bands doing all kinds of different things. You know, there are great bands that are sort of writing things which are within the realm of escapism, which is cool too, because, you know, not every band should be writing about the world and its problems and politics. I think that metal has so many different faces, and each one of those faces are just as important as the other, and I think it makes for a really healthy metal scene.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, what inspired you the most lyrically, I guess, on this album?
Well, I think, you know, as I say, there's really no shortage of things to be critical about and concerned about and or angry about out there. So I think if I take those things, those ingredients, and I present them in such a way and with a certain amount of urgency, I think it becomes really effective. And I think when somebody listens to it, it sort of inspires them a little bit and it makes their hair stand up a little bit. And I think that's cool, because if we could at least inspire some table discussion amongst people as far as some of the negative aspects in life are concerned, then I think our job is done. You know, we've never been an agenda-driven band. You know, we're not like these soapbox political guys getting up there and preaching to people what how to live. I think that's pretty counterproductive. And in these times, I think in order to move forward, there has to be a certain amount of tolerance. So I think preaching to people is opposite of achieving positive goals in terms of making the world a better place. I think, you know, if we're going to preach something, it should be tolerance and you know, to respect other people's rights and freedoms, you know, and try to collectively figure out how to move forward.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think you're absolutely right in saying, you know, there's no, especially with the metal fans, you can't really sort of tell them how to live and what to do and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's sort of the wrong way to do about, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, as I say, metal has many different faces, and, you know, and the metal scene consists of many different religions too. And I think all of them need to be respected equally. And it's a matter of that respect. And metal, is very cool in that regard. And I think that's why metal has always remained a popular form of music, because it lets people shine in their own regard. You know, you can be an individual, but you can really stand for something on the same note.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Now, are you looking forward to taking these new songs out on tour?
Yeah, definitely. The question is which ones. You know, it gets, the set list becomes a little bit more difficult in time, because there are a certain amount of catalog songs which are expected of us to play live. And in a festival setting especially, that takes up most of the set. So we have to be very meticulous as to which new songs we pull out. I think probably the title track is a given, and probably one other for the sake of playing festivals. And then our club gigs that'll give us the luxury of pulling out probably a couple more. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. I think we'll probably start rehearsing at least half of the new album live, and we'll see which ones sort of pack the most energy in the rehearsal room, and that's what we'll bring to the stage.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm just looking through the track list. I mean, there's some songs in there that I think would go over really well live. I mean, like No Fly Zone and Age of Disgust, I think are two songs that sort of stand out for me. I mean, when you were sort of recording these songs, did you ever think about how they would translate to the live stage?
Definitely. With this album, we didn't have the luxury of getting together in the same room to sort of feel the live energy. Sometimes it's strange. You have a song that, you know, could be a little bit of a sleeper on record, but then when you get together in a rehearsal room and start playing it, it takes on a new life, you know, and it becomes just a stellar live song. I always thought that the song Un-American from Prophets of Doom, although it was really good on record, I never thought it would become this like live Propane must, you know.
Yeah.
But we play it all the time, and people still go crazy for it. And I'm with you on the songs that you mentioned. I think No Fly Zone and Age of Disgust are sort of built for the festivals. You know, they sort of have that bounce and that tempo that people really enjoy in a festival setting with lots of people jumping up and down.
Yeah, I've never actually had the opportunity to see you guys live, but I'm hoping one day you can actually come down to Australia. Is there any plans, what sort of plans have you got for touring for this year?
Well, so far we have a bunch of festivals lined up for Europe. We plan on doing a full-scale club tour of Europe in November. And we want to also squeeze in some U.S. shows, at least some regional shows, somewhere in 2015. The problem is finding the right time frame for it at this point. Mm-hmm. So if we can't squeeze that in 2015, then we'll have to bump it to early next year. And it's just because of a conflict with scheduling with one of my other bands, which is called Dark House. And we're doing some touring also this year. As far as Australia is concerned, we love nothing more than to go to Australia for some shows. I think what it boils down to is the opportunity to go there. So yeah. If we're provided with the opportunity, our bags are packed, man.
Yeah, I'd love to see you down here, because especially the hardcore scene is it's a niche sort of market here, but I mean certainly the bands that are into it love that kind of stuff. So
yeah, I'm sure it would be awesome. I've heard great things. You know, Dave Chivari from Il Nino used to play drums in Propane, and he played for us on our self-titled record, and I know you mentioned that earlier, and he always tells me such great things about Australia. You know, I guess they're doing pretty well over there, or did pretty well over there. Mm-hmm. And I think Il Nino's been there at least two or three times. Yeah. So I heard all the great stories, and I really want to get over there at some point in my career. It'd be great.
I think you'll have to talk to some of these promoters and get you guys over here, I think so.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of a hint, you know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and as I said, I mean the new album's sounding great, so thanks again, man.
Hey, the pleasure's all mine. I'm glad you like the record, and thanks to all the fans worldwide and in Australia, and we hope to play in Australia sometime pretty soon.